Welcome, Blessed Sabbath to all the dear family that are in the room. For those dear souls that will be listening in the phone, Sabbath blessing, and on radio, and as well as all of those precious souls that will be listening to this recording on a later date. On this Blessed Sabbath, May 23rd, 2015, can everybody see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. We are at lesson 128. We are in chapter 27, entitled, Thou Canst Make Me Clean, and this is part 2. Before we begin our study, we have opening song, and it's from a hymn book, number 384, entitled, Safely Through Another Week. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing see, waiting in His courts today. Day of all the wheat the best, emblems of eternal rest. Day of all the wheat the blessed, emblems of eternal rest. While we see supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From a worldly care set free, Mary rest this day in thee. From a worldly care set free, Mary rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we in the house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Though may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Though may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Amen.
Sabbath is up, everyone. If we could all kneel and bow as far as possible and come humbly before the throne of God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you truly indeed for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for the many lessons that we learned this week, whether it be good or bad. Thank you for both, dear Father God. We know that either way, it is for our growth in you, for us to walk closer with thee. I pray, Lord, that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body that is not of you. Help us to see them clearly, dear Father God, our character defects, that we may give them to you so that you can impute your righteousness in us so that we could walk according to your will and mercy. Lord, I pray that you bless each and every one of us that are here today, those that are listening over the phones, those that will be listening at a later time, and for those brethren and sisters that are not here with us today, I pray that wherever they are, that you send your heavenly host and your Holy Spirit to be with them and to comfort them. I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts and our ears and our minds, dear Father God, so that your word inspiration may be planted deep in the hearts, oh, dear Father God.
Amen. So welcome one more. The opening scriptures of our study today is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 4, from the King James Version, and it reads, And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled, Thou Canst Make Me Clean, of our study book, Isaiah of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Salve, blessed everyone. We continue in page 264 and 265. And the scripture is Luke 5:13 in the King James Version. And he put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Luke 5:14. And he changed him to tell a man, But go and show thyself to the priest and offer for the cleansing according as Moses commanded for the testimony unto them. Amen.
Luke 5:15. So much of more went there a fame abroad of him, and a great multitude came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Luke 5:16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed.
Luke 5:17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Psalms 109:5. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Amen.
Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them with 1 Peter 3:9.
Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye shall inherit a blessing. Amen. And that was from 1 Peter 3:9. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover page 264 to 265. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just joining in the room. Can everybody see the slide? Okay. Mine is kind of slow. Forgive me. We are still in page 264. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following.
The Savages, page 264. Jesus charged the man not to make known the work that he had been wrought, but straightway to present himself with an offering at the temple. Such an offering could not be accepted until the priest had made examination and pronounced the man wholly free from disease. However, unwilling they might be to perform this service, they could not evade an examination and decision of the case. Desire of Ages, 264, paragraph 1. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 264. The words of the scripture shown with the urgency Christ enjoined on the man that necessity of silence and the prompt action. He straightly charged him and forthwith sent him away. And Satan said unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Had the priests known the fact concerning the healing of the leper, their hatred of Christ might have led them to render a dishonest sentence. Jesus desired the man to present himself at the temple before any rumors concerning the miracles had reached them. Thus an impartial decision could be secured and the restored leopard would have been permitted to unite once more with his families and friends. Desire Pages, page 264, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did Christ straightly charge the man not to make known the word that had been brought, but straightway to present himself with an offering at the temple? If you know the answer to this question, young one, bubble up.
The answer is, had the priest known through the facts concerning the healing of the leper and the hatred of the Christ might have led them to the reader a dishonest sentence. Jesus desired the man to present himself at the temple before any rumors concerning the miracles had reached them.
Desire Davis, page 264. There were other objects which Christ had in view in enjoining silence on the man. The Savior knew that his enemies were ever seeking to limit his work and to turn the people from him. He knew that the leper of healing of the leper were noised abroad. Other sufferers from this terrible disease will crowd about him, and the crowd will be raised that the people be contaminated by with them. Many of the lepers would not so use the gift of health as to make it a blessing to themselves or to others, and by drawing the lepers about him, he would give occasion for the charge that he was breaking down the restrictions of the ritual. Thus his work in preaching the gospel will be hindered. Desire of Ages, page 264, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What other objects were there which Christ had in view in enjoining silence on that man? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, the Savior knew that his enemies were actively seeking to limit his work and to turn the people from him. He knew that if the healing of the leper was noise of water, all the sufferers from the terrible disease would crowd about him, and the cry would be raised that the people would be contaminated by the contact with them.
Amen. So let's learn a scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Psalms, and that is located Psalms 143, verses 9 through 11.
Desire of Ages, page 264. The event justified Christ's warning. A multitude of people had witnessed the healing of the leper, and they were eager to learn of the priest's decision. When the man returned to his friends, there was great excitement. Notwithstanding the caution of Jesus, the man made no further effort to conceal the fact of his cure. It would indeed have been impossible to conceal it, but the leper published the matter abroad. Conceiving that it was only the modesty of Jesus which laid this restriction upon him, he went about proclaiming the power of this great healer. He did not understand that every such manifestation made the priests and elders more determined to to destroy Jesus. The restored man felt that the boon of health was very precious.
Desire of Ages, page 264, continuing. He rejoiced in the vigor of manhood and in his restoration to his family and society, and felt it impossible to refrain from giving glory to the physician who had made him whole. Amen. But his act in blazing abroad the matter resulted in hindering the Savior's work. It caused the people to flock to him in such multitudes that he was forced for a time to cease his labors. Desire of Ages, page 264.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Why did the man with leprosy make no further effort to conceal the fact of his cure but publish the matter abroad? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is confirming that it was only the modesty of Jesus which laid the restriction upon him. He went about proclaiming the power of this great healer. He did not understand that every such manifestation made that priest and elder more determined to destroy Jesus.
Desire Vages, page 235. Every act of Christ's ministry was far-reaching in its purpose. It comprehended more than appeared in the act itself. So in the case of the leper, while Jesus ministered to all who came into him, he yearned to bless those who came not, while he drew the publicans and heathens and the Samaritans.
Desire Vages, page 265. He longed to reach the priests and teachers who were shut in by prejudice and tradition. He left untried no means by which they might be reached. In sending the healed leper to the priests, he gave them a testimony calculated to disarm their prejudices.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What did Christ yearn to bless while he ministered to all who came unto him? And how did he give the priest a testimony calculated to disarm their prejudice?
As it is, those who came not, while he drew the publicans and the healthy of the Samaritans, he longed to reach the priests and teachers who were shut in by prejudice and tradition, and in sending the healer leper to the priest.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Proverbs, and it's located in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
My heart, take my commandments.
Desire of Ages, page 265. The Pharisees had asserted that Christ's teaching was opposed to the law which God had given through Moses, but his direction to the cleansed leper to present an offering according to the law disproved this charge. It was sufficient testimony for all who were willing to be convinced. Desire of Ages 265, paragraph 2. The leaders at Jerusalem had sent out spies to find some pretext for putting Christ to death. He responded by giving them an evidence of his love for humanity, his respect for the law, and his power to deliver from sin and death. Thus he bore witness of them. They have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Psalm 109, verse 5. He who on the mount gave the precept, love your enemies, himself exemplified the principle, not rendering evil for evil or rallying for rallying, but contrarywise, blessing. Matthew 5:44 and 1 Peter 3:9. Desire of Ages, page 265, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How was the Pharisees' accusation of Christ's teaching opposed to the law which God had given through Moses? And how did Jesus respond by giving evidence of his love for them, even though they sent spies to find some pretext to put him to death? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is the direction to the cleansed leper to present an offering according to the law to prove this charge. It was suffocate testimony for all who were willing to be convinced, and his love of humanity, his respect for the law, and his power to deliver from sin and death, thus bore witness of them. They have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear one, from the book of Matthew, and that is located in chapter 23, verse Sadly, have come to the end of our first section, our children's Sabbath school lesson. And our prayers for our dear brethren, Brother Dick and Sister Elaine, they are not able to be here because of not having the internet. But we're going to allow our dear sister Jessica to be able to share story time with the dear ones. So gather all the little ones. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our books are...
Hello, everyone. So, chapter 2, to be a strength to all nations. Thy God hath commanded thy strength, strength, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Psalm 68:28. His laws, which is God's, were not alone for the Jewish nation. The moral law was given before the people called Jews were in existence. The law of Ten Commandments was of universal obligation. The sacrificial ordinances were devised to represent the one great sacrifice, the Lamb of God, that was to take away the sin of the world, and in behalf of the transgressor, meet the requirements of divine justice. The Lord would not have his people exclusive. Christ's delegated messengers are to proclaim the gospel of his grace to all nations, tongues, and people. So when he says tongues, he means like different languages. We are to make it known that the great advocate is given audience to the whole world. The Jewish church was called to be God's representative to an apostate world. And in order to fulfill the mission, the Jewish people were to maintain their own existence as a nation distinctive from all the idolatrous nations upon the earth. So when it says idolatrous, it means nations that worship idols and deities. They were to stand in the world maintaining their peculiar and holy character. When it says peculiar, they mean unique. They could maintain their own spirituality by doing that which Adam and Eve failed to do, by rendering obedience and to all the commandments of God, and in their characters representing God's mercy, goodness, compassion, and love. Thus, in excellence of character, they could stand above every other nation, for through a pure and obedient people, the Lord would manifest his rich blessings. Thus, the principles of the laws governing his kingdom were to be exalted throughout the world, just as surely as they responded to the mercy, the light, the grace given, that they would become the light of the world. They would be constantly directing attention to God as a wise, faultless, supreme ruler, and the praise of God would be in all the earth. It says faultless means without fault. The Lord is our God, and he has the same purpose in regard to his believing, loyal people today. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear sister. We have come to the end of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled, Thou Canst Make Me Clean, of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the mommy, daddy, or little ones would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah, blah.
Our Father, I thank you for this year to have this blessed day. I thank you for this year to wake us up this morning. I thank you for this year to learn from scripture study and may it keep us in our hearts and our minds. May these lessons and may be our present spirit. Let us be able to always triumph against the temptations that the devil use against us or that people may use on us. Also, guide us wherever we go and always watch over us wherever we go. Well, let's be able to be saved from all the perils of the world and pray that we can help the world change from its evil ways and also heal us from all the sicknesses and diseases that happen also and that we may be in strong health. And let all those who have done their lives come unto me so that they may.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank all the dear family that participated in our study today. Next week, Sabbath, we will be continuing with part 3 in chapter 27, and that will be held on May 30th, 2015, entitled, Thou Canst Make Me Clean. This particular study can bring about a conversation in the midst of our household, and even as the children go out among their schoolmates, and know that as Christ had a mission, and no matter what was in his surrounding, to be able to handle his work, he focused on what he came to this world to do. We as Christians, we also have a mission, and that is to bring good tidings and words of hope from the living Word of God. Sometimes people might want to bully or even try to be able to hinder the work that you have to do. If it's very difficult for you to be able to concentrate, meditate upon what happened with the leper, and also Christ, besides all of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and just lift up a prayer at that very moment and remember that the same thing that you went through, our Father in heaven has sent his Son to give us an example. Give a word of season. Lift up a prayer as well. And remember that a leper not necessarily have to be those that have the diseases. All sinners as a similarity also is a representation of that. So may you all have a continuation of dialogue of this very important topic. And I hope and pray that all of you will bless. And may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.